Okay, today's daf is Kilayim daf Lamed Hey, and we are on the last couple of lines of the third parak of Maseches Kilayim, and then we get into the fourth parak, having to do with inyanim of Kilay HaKerem, as we will start. But first, the last line. We're up to the two dots on Lamed Hey Aleph. Rabbi Yossi ben Hachotef, if you remember, on in the last mishnah that we had, we have Rabbi Yossi ben Hachotef Ephratiyim. Said of the name of Rabbi Yishmael, there were different dayas about the amount of space that's needed between Dalas and the field of Yerakos, and there were two versions of what Rabbi Yishmael said. Whether if there are three Deluim in a base Sa'ah, you cannot bring any Zera, or if there are three Deluim in a base Kur, which is 30 Sa'ah, then you can't bring any Zera in there. So it's two different versions of Rabbi Yishmael. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Bo Re'e, Ma Bein Tchilas Rabbi Yishmael Lesofo. So the Gemara says, this is not like we said in the previous year, like that Rashi in Maseches Ksubis, that one of them must be wrong because you can't say Elu Ve'elu, because the Rebbe only said one thing. Here, Rabbi Yishmael said both. It was just earlier in life and later in life. So the Gemara assumes, we see what he said earlier, Bo Re'e, Ma Bein Tchilas Rabbi Yishmael, what he said originally, and what he said, Basof, Shetchilasa, will go with the other Girsa, the switch of the Girsa, the Marafoldas Girsa, Shetchilasa, Bebeis Sa'ah, Vesofa, Bebeis Kur. He started off with Beis Sa'ah and later on changed it, Marafolda. Demashashana, Rabbi Meir, who Betchilasa, Betchilas Yamav, Umashashana, Rabbi Yossi, who Besof Yamav. Rabbi Meir was his Talmud earlier, and Rabbi Yossi was his Talmud later, and that's what he, Rabbi Yishmael, switched from the beginning to the end of his life. And that's why we have different opinions about what he said. Because people could switch their mind sometimes when they realize that the MS is of a different opinion. So it shows the koach of the Rav that he's able to change his mind. Interesting that it's Rabbi Yishmael. Reminds me of the thought of relating to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael here, he changed his mind and changed Besof Yamav. So we know another Yishmael that changed Besof Yamav. Remember the Rashi in the end of Chayisara, that Rashi says, on the Pasuk that says, Yitzchak and Yishmael buried Avram Avinu, the Pasuk says in Perachav Hei, Pasuk Dalid, they buried him in Maras Machpelah, but it says Yitzchak first in the Pasuk. Mikan she'asi Yishmael tshuva, v'holich as Yitzchak lefanav. But from here you know that Yishmael did tshuva, and he allowed Yitzchak to go in front of him. This is the Sevatova. We've used this in the past to answer up the story, the kasha. The story goes, Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz, when he was engaged to his future father-in-law, so they went to meet each other between two towns, and between two towns it was some type of tavern there, and they went and they met each other, and the father-in-law says, you know, tell me a vart. He wanted to be impressed by his future son-in-law, so he says, give me a sefer. So there was no other svarim there in the tavern except the sitter. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz takes the sitter, opens up the sitter to Rabbi Yishmael, and he has three questions. Says Rabbi Yishmael Lomi, says number one, how could there be a Rabbi Yishmael? How could there be Rabbi Yishmael? Yishmael, we know who Yishmael was. So how could there be a Rabbi Yishmael? Number one. Number two, usually when there's a machlokas tanaim, so then there's divrei Rabbi so-and-so, and then Rabbi so-and-so omer. But if it's just a statement of a tana, it's usually omar Rabbi. Put the omar first. So here, Rabbi Yishmael omer is just the beginning of a paragraph. It's the beginning of the Yudgim Omidos. So why isn't it Amar Rabbi Yishmael? He's not arguing at anybody. Number two. Number three, some of the midos are klalu, prad, prado, klal, klalu, prado, klal. But one second, don't we know ein muktum amuchar batorah? So if ein muktum amuchar batorah, so how do we know? Maybe a klalu prad is really a prado klal. Maybe a ribo miyed is a midu riba. Right? So how do you know any of these halachas? So he says, no, the answer is the Gemara in Maseches Psachim. Because the Gemara in Psachim deals with this issue about and says, no, if it is one inyan, it is one parsha, then of course we say muktam muuchar. That's the Gemara and the Vav Mabez in Psachim. Amar Pavlo, Amar Nele B'Shein Yonev, B'chad in Yona, May de muktam muktam, May de muuchar muuchar. Dilote mahachi, klalu prad, im b'chal mashre prat, v'dema pradu klalu. Maybe it's the opposite. Busu pradu kal nasa klal mosif ala prad, dema klalu pradu. Right? So therefore, it must be within one inyan, you do say klal prad. How do you know that? How do you know that? So that's what you know from Yitzchak and Yishmael Banav. You get back to this Rashi at the end of Chayisara. The fact that Yitzchak went first, but what do you mean? How did Chazal know? Maybe in Muktam Murchav Torah. And therefore, you know, so what that Yitzchak went first? How could this be a raya that Yishmael did Shuva? So it must be that Chazal understood that in one Makom, so then there is Muktam Mu'uchar. And that's how you could have Klalo Prad and Prado Klavachulu. So he says, that's Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael Omer. The fact that there is a Rabbi Yishmael Omer reflects to us and teaches us Klalo Prad, Prado Klavachulu, and all of those in Yanim. So that's the three different questions from that. I think I originally heard that from Rabbi Melech Schechter, Rabbi Schechter's father, and related issues. Okay, so let us continue. So that's Rabbi Yishmael. One other thought relating to Yishmael, and that is there is a fascinating medrash that's not so popular, not so famous, in the Pirkei de Belazar. Pirkei de Belazar writes in Perek Lamed. Perek Lamed. The language is, the question might be asked is, how did Yishmael do tshuva? What inspired him? He was thrown out from the house of Avraham, and who knows where he lived. So how was it that he did tshuva? What inspired him? So the Medrash says, La'achar shaloshanim halach Avraham liro, says Yishmael bino. Wow. So after 3 years, remember, Avraham never wanted to throw Yishmael out. He loved him very much. But Sarah said, and kol ha'shaton tamar isha shma b'kola, Sarah said that he had to do what he had to do. So that's what he did. Avram went to see him. Halach Avram l'rosas Yishmael b'no. V'nishba l'sara. It's unbelievable. He swore to Sarah, shelo yered me'al ha'gamal b'makam she'yishmael sharisham. He swore that he would not go down from the gamal. He shouldn't go down from the gamal. Look in the biur of the radal. Kol ze haya shemenatu sarah baruach hakodesh shelo yoreh rachamav biyoser al Yishmael. He shouldn't get too close to him. Shouldn't have so much. Don't go off the donkey. Velo tia hayas avram shamrak derech arai. V'kivin sherachav al gamal inu chashav ki yoshev sham el rachav kamahalech tami. Rachav is kamahalech, and therefore you should. Don't get off the gamal. V'yigia l'sham b'chatzi hayom, and he got there in the middle of the day. U'matza sham ishto shel Yishmael. He finds Yishmael's wife. Amar leheichanu Yishmael. Where's Yishmael? Amar lo halachu v'imo lahavi peiros tamarim in Amidbar. He went to bring fruit from the desert. Amar la. So Avram says to her, Tini li ma'at lechem u'mat mayim. I'm starving. I'm just on this camel. I can't get down. Can you please bring me some bread and water? Ki ayefa anafshi midera chamidbar. Amar lo ein malach ve'imayim. I can't give you anything. We have nothing. We have nothing. Amar lo. So Avram turns to her and says, Kishiyavu Yishmael tagidi lo asadvarim ha'ila. Tell him that an old man came to visit him. V'amar lo shebazaki nechon meretz kanan liroscha. V'amar shesafa v'amar shesafa bayis eina tova. When Yishmael came back, though his wife told him about the man came. Another 3 years later, Avram comes back to see him. He obviously misses him. He yearns for him. He again swore to Sarah. He's not going to get off the donkey, the camel. And he again finds the wife of Yishmael. Amar lo hechanu Yishmael. Amar lo halachu v'imo. Liros es hagamal b'midbar. He went to shepherd the camels. Amar lo tzni li man lechem an mayim. Can I please have some bread water? Ki ayefa nafshi miderech hotziya v'natalo. So this time they had. Amar Avraham b'hayim espala lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu al b'no. Avraham Avinu davins for his son. V'nismale beiso shel Yishmael mikol tuv mimin debrachas. He davened and Yishmael's house was filled with brachas. Ukshebo Yishmael higid elo ishto esadavar hazeh. And when Yishmael came back this time, she told him, V'yada Yishmael she'ad achshav rachmei aviv alav. Yishmael knew how much Avram loved him and how much rachamim he had for him. Shneamar karachim of albanim. That's what inspired Yishmael. His father never gave up on him, and he knew it. And Avram came to visit him even with, you know, he had to listen to his wife, but he still kept up the relationship, and that's the most important thing. Such a modern idea also in terms of children. The most important thing is the relationship with the parents. That's the greatest barometer of the future of their lives. Hadron Alech Aruka. Now we get into the fourth parak of Meseches Kelayim. So as we start the next few prakim, the next four prakim, I think it is, in Meseches Kelayim, we get into Kilai HaKerem, the second of our discussions of Kilayim. The first three prakim were, of course, Kilai Zerayim, and the next couple of prakim are Kilai HaKerem, the separation one needs between a vineyard and vines. The general rule is between a vineyard and others, and Tvua, one needs Dalaramos, between one vine and Tvua, one needs six Tvachim. What makes a what makes a vineyard, what makes a vine? So we'll learn in the Mishnah Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We'll learn in a couple of daf that Beis Shammai says if you have five vines in a row, that could already make a vineyard. Just five in a row. And Beis Hillel requires two different rows, as we will see. You can't just have one row. You need two rows, and and we'll see Daf Mem Aleph. Shtayim, can I get Shtayim? Bachas Yotzei Zanav. That's Harei Zekerem. That's the one of the definitions of the difference. The Rambam talks about this, as we mentioned. Also, the same order in Hilchos Kilayim. The Rambam, starting with Parachamishi, talks about Kilai HaKerem, based on the Psukim, and a separate Losase in the Torah, as we saw back in the Hakdama. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Kilayim, lists off five losases in the laws of Kilayim. Number one is Kilai Zeram. Number two is Kilai HaKerem. The halacha of Kilai HaKerem being Hukdash and Issa Aser Bana is not counted as a separate losase. That's just part of the dinim of Kilai HaKerem. The Rambam says, Hazorea Shnei Mine Tvua O Shnei Mine Yerakos. The Rambam says, Daraisa Tvua or Yerakos, grains or vegetables, Im Zera HaKerem. If somebody plants an Izorea, two types of tua or yirakos with zera kerem, harei ze lo kashtayim, that gets double malchus. Echas mishum sadcha lo sizra kilayim, v'yachas mishum lo sizra karmacha kilayim. Are we passing like Reb Yoshia? We mentioned that it's a machlokas about what the Rambam Shita is and what the halacha is regarding kilay zraim, whether you need just mapolis yad, you have to plant it at the same time. What about being somech one to the other, where it's already growing? So that is a discussion, and the but beferish in the Gemara is only by Kilai HaKerem. That's beferish in the Gemara, and that's the known as the Din of Reb Yoshia. Din of Reb Yoshia, where the Gemara says that we hold like the three elders. The three elders. Where's that Gemara? On Brachas Chav Beis Amid Aleph. Chav Beis Amid Aleph. Nahug Alma, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Nahug Alma Kahani Tlasabi. We the world is knowing like the three elders. Karebi Lo'i Bereshis Hagez. What's that? Reisha Rabbi Lo'i says, Reisha Hagez in a Noeg Ela Ba'aretz. Reisha Hagez. It's about sheep. What does that have to do with Eretz Yisrael? But he says, the Rabbi Lo'i says that Reisha Hagez, the first shearing, is going to the Kohen, is only Noeg in Eretz Yisrael. Kareb Yoshia Bikilayim. That's us. Karmachal is Israel Kelaim, Rabbi Omer, La'olam, Eno Chayev, Ashi Yisra, Chita, Usaora, Vachartzan, B'mahol is Yad. You're Chayev Daraisa only if you plant two seeds, wheat, barley, and grape seed in one time. And Rebuta Mesera. The third one is Rebuta Mesera, Ein Divrei Torah Makablam Toma. That's what this is doing in Brachas Chavez, the Takana of Ezra, that a Balkari cannot learn Torah, so we don't pass in that way. Ein Divrei Torah Makablam Toma. That is, the world is no way like the three Sabim. So that's what the Rambam says here in Hilchas Kelayim in Perek Hey, the Din Daraisa. Ve'ino lokem ishem zorea kilei hakerem ashi yizra be'eretz Yisrael. Chitu sar v'chartzim apolos yad. As we know, it's one of the mitzvot hatvuyos ba'aretz. V'cheinem chipa usam bar faloke. Or if you cover up the three seeds with dirt, then you also get malchus. V'cheinem zor shnei minei yarek v'chartzan. O zera echad yarek v'zera echad min tvua v'chartzim apolos yad. Two grains and one grape seed, one grain, one vegetable, and one grape seed. Any of them, that gets malchus. V'eino chayv min haTorah ela al kanvus v'luf v'chayotzen mizraim shen nigmarim im gemar tvuas hakerem. Aval shar zraim asur midivrayim. V'chulu. V'chein asur midivrayim lezraa kilei hakerem v'chutz la'aretz. This is a drabanan kilei hakerem v'chutz la'aretz. V'lama, says the Rambam. V'lama asru. Interesting, there's no two dots. I'm reading the Frankel Rambam, Perakei Halacha Gimel. So I remember Rav Asher Weiss once mentioned that the halach, the Rambam broke his sefer up into prakim. but the specific halachos were not numbered. Those came about 100 years later. 100 years later. And if you look in the Frankel, the Hakdama of the Frankel, he quotes that, if you look here, most of the halachas of the Rambam have a two dots at the end of it in the Frankel. But some of them don't. Like here, Perakei Halacha Gimel, there's no two dots at the end of it. And the Shapsi Frankel says that in the old Rambams, they were really combined. There were two. There were one halacha. Here we have a halacha dalid with a space, but it was one halacha in the old Rambams in the first 100 years or so. I don't know exactly what year and what the first edition was. But either way, the Rambam continues and says, why did they ask to kill Akem and Chutzlaretz? Velo ask to kill Ezraim, and there's no such thing as kill Ezraim and Chutzlaretz. Vibnesha kill Akem chamurim heim. Because Kilei Kerem is more chamer, obviously reflected by the halacha. Shem Nizru Beretz Yisrael, Harehin Asurin Bahanoya, Vekivin Shein Asurin Banah. It's Asur Banah in Eretz Yisrael even, right? Pentuktash, so since they're Asur Banah, Ba'aretz, Asur Lozorim B'chutz Laretz, they Asur'd it in Chutz Laretz as well, to reflect the Isser. Ein Asur Mishu Kilei Kerem Elamini Tfuah Umini Yirakos Bilvad. Tvua and Yerakos with Kerem. I will Sharmin Ezraim, if it's not Tvua, if it's not Yerak, if it's Mutal Ezraim Bekerem, like Kitnios, Vein Sarach Lomar Shar Ilanos. There's no problem of an apple tree and a vineyard, that's not a problem. It's only Yerakos and Tvua near Gefanim. Near Gefanim. There's also the Isser being Mekayim. Mikayim, a couple of halachas later. This is all by way of introduction. The Rambam says in Berakei Halachates, this is a Mishnah later on, Haroe kilayim bekerem chaveiro vikimo, even if I see kilayim in my friend's field, and I'm mikayim it, I don't rip it out, I don't try to get rid of it, harize haroe aser bahanayasan, v'chol ha'adam mutarin bahen. Interesting halacha, I'll have to see that in the Yerushalmi later on in the fifth parak. If I see somebody else, then it's also to me, but if the owner does it, then it's also to everyone. That is the idea of kiyum of kilai hakerem. When is it, how long, and what's the halachas of bittul, and when is it, if somebody takes it away from you, when is it called somebody else's? That's the Rambam in Kilayim and Perakei. The Sefer HaChinuch also discusses this, as we have mentioned in Tavkuf Memches. He talks about a little bit why grapes are different, why is there something different. He says, because grapes, vineyards are chashuvin. V'ulai nomar, ki miyos kerem davar chashuv ma'od, v'koach tiv'o rav, yehe batel imo min echad la'olam. Why do you need two seeds with the grape, and not just one, because grapes are so chashuv, and that's why they have such different halachas, but even one other seed with it will be batel, will be not insignificant compared to the grape seed. V'lo yechashiv l'kilayim v'l'klum, alkein hitzrach ha'kazav shnei minim milvat ha'kerem. That's why you would need two minim. V'ulai mikoach tamzen nomar gamkein sheshnei minim mitzrich ha'kazav shiu mimine ha'tvuos, shem chashuvim binyanim, also have to be tvua. Gon canvas valuv shem chashuvim. Aval shar minim kulam yisbatlu magafanim veinim asur mida raisa ella mida rabbanan. So again, that's the chinuch, the uniqueness of grapes. The smak, just looking to where the smak put this, the smak, those who are familiar with his structure, see he has different amudim. He splits up the mitzvos into a pattern that is unusual. We know the Sefer HaChinuch goes by Parsha, and the Rambam has his own clusters of mitzvos. The Sefer Mitzvos Katan, he has mitzvos that are tali b'lev. He splits them into seven. Mitzvos that are tali b'lev, mitzvos that are tali b'guf, mitzvos that are tali b'lashon, mitzvos that are tali b'yadayim, mitzvos that are tali ba'achila, mitzvos that are tali b'mamon, and mitzvos shel Shabbos vishkol mitzvos hashayeches lemila. That's what he has on the Yom Shvi. He puts it into, splits it up into seven parts. So he had this Isra of Kuf Samaches, the Isra of Zriyas Kilayim, Hakerem, he has it in the mitzvos hatulias b'yadayim, mitzvos b'yadayim, but it's surround, he doesn't put the Isurim of Kilayim in order. He has the Isser of Harkavas Ilan. He counts separately. Kuf Samach Dalid. Then he has Harbaas Behema. Then he has the Isser of Sirus Behema, putting that with Harbaas Behema, the Isser of castration of an animal. Then he has the Isser of Osova Es Beno. Then he has Kilaya Karim. Then he has the Isser of muzzling an animal, the Isser of then cross-working an animal. He does not have those two together. And then he has Lifnei Iver, Vechulu, and it... And it continues. Interesting placement to think about the Sefer HaChinuch's Svar. Okay, these are some of the points of introduction. Now let's get into it. So, Karachas HaKerem. Karachas HaKerem. So the Gemara starts off talking about an unusual case without telling us the Yesodos first. Karachas HaKerem is a Karech, like we know, is bald. There's a bald spot in the middle of a Kerem. How big does that bald spot, does that clearing have to be in order to be able to plant there? So we know at least four amos in either direction, right? Because you're surrounded by a kerem, so four amos coming out from either direction, so that's eight amos. But you need space to plant there. So how much more space do you need? So it has to be significant enough that it could be looked at as its own growth and not be swallowed up halachically by the kerem. So how big is that? So Beishamay Omrim, Esrim Arba Amos, has to be 24 Amos wide clearing. Why? Because 8 Amos we know is for the Avodah Sakarim. That's out. And besides 8, there's 16. Why 16? Because each half of this clearing is connected to a different kerem, the kerem on the side of it. And to be significant, it has to be 8 Amos wide itself. So therefore, you need a 16 Amos wide clearing so that once you split it into a half, because each half is connected to the kerem on its side, you will have 8 and 8. That's Beishamay Shita, 24 altogether, 4 Amos, Avodas HaKerem connected to each kerem, and then you have 8. Beisilo Omrim, Sheish Esriyama, no, less, 4 each, not 8 each. So if you have 4 and 4 coming out of the Avodas HaKerem, and then you have 8 in the middle area for planting. So you could plant 8 in the middle. So each one, if you would split that up and see each one in proximity to the kerem on its side, it has 4 amos in between, and it itself is 4 amos, which is a significant growth. That's Karachas HaKerem. Next, Machol HaKerem. What's a Machol? Machol, translated in English as a perimeter of the kerem. But Machol means, as we know from elsewhere, a circle. A circle, right? The Tosfos Yontif, the Mefarshim on Mishnah here, talk about the root of the word machol. The Tosfos, the Rav Avadi Maratanura says, Makom panui bein kerem legeder. Machol HaKerem is not a clearing in the middle, but it's between the kerem and the fence. Right? Kamo mecholos hanashim kishemeraktos besivuv. Like the women dance around. So that's a machol. As tismach besula b'machol. He quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Fugan Tosfos Yantif. He also quotes macholos, and he quotes the Tosfos Anshei Shem on the side of the Mishnah. Is people, women used to dance there. Me like beno shilo shemaisa pilekesh begiva. They used to dance in the outsides of the krumim, and that's they used to make circles, and that's machol. The Rambam thinks machol is from the word mechila, which is aziva sadaver. You leave that area and you don't plant there because it's next to the wall. But that's machol. Right? Machol also comes up at the last Gemara in Tainus. It's on that Gemara that the women used to dance. But the word machol there is also used for circles. Remember that Gemara? Amar ula biyira amar ebalazar. The last Gemara in Tainus Bavli. Asra kadosh baruch hu lasos machol atzadikim. The in the future, kadosh baruch hu will make a machol for tzadikim. Look at Rashi. Saviv, machol, saviv, lashon, machol hakerem. Wow. So Rashi there in Tainus quotes our Gemara. I'll quote our Gemara. So Rashi and Tainus, Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, quotes our Mishnah. V'hu yashay b'nei v'gan eden. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make him a chol for tzadikim, and he's going to sit in the middle. V'kol echad v'echad mara be'etzba'o, and every tzadik will point with his finger. Shenei mar v'amar b'yam ahu, hinei elokeinu zeh. Able to point, this is our God. We've said different thoughts on that Chazal in the past. We'll see at the end of this time. But that's, again, Machol. And Rashi there quotes our Mishnah, that language of Machol. So the Machol HaKerem is going to need a shorter amount, smaller amount of space. Right? The Karachas HaKerem is we have space on clearing in the middle. Machol HaKerem is where you have the Kerem ends and the space between the Kerem and the wall and the fence. So the Kerem needs 4 Amos. But the outside, the fence also needs 4 amos, because that's where people walk, and that's the where the fence is. People don't plant there because you don't want to take away from the structural integrity of the fence. So how much space do you need? But you only have to look at it from one side, right? One side has a kerem, the other side doesn't. So if we're going to take away 4 amos from each of the or we're going to take away one half significant from the karachas. So Beishamay Omrim Sheishas Riyama, Beishamay says 16. Because again, you have 4 next to the kerem, you have 4 next to the fence, and then you have, what's the significant amount? 8. So beforehand, you needed 16. Because when it comes to a karachas, a kerem, 8 is each one is going to be seen in conjunction with the kerem on its side. So you need 16. Beishamay Omrim Sheishas Riyama, no, because you have 4 against the wall, and 4 from the kerem, And all you need is four in the middle. All you need is four in the middle, not eight in the middle. So that's base Hillel. Vezu Karachas HaKerem, the Mishnah just explains, what is the Karachas HaKerem? What is a clearing, a bald spot in the Kerem? Kerem Shacharav Me'em Sa'o. A Kerem that was desolated, or decimated, Me'em Sa'o, from the middle, and therefore, you need to take into account the krumim on both sides. So the Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes the Gemara in Erevin, Sadi Gimel, who explains everything that we said based on that Gemara. Based on that Gemara, what is a Sada Chashuvala Atzma? Beis Hillel says four Amos. Beis Shammai says eight Amos. Then you might have to double that in the first case of the Karachas HaKerem. Says the Gemara, Ein Sham. So now we explain. The Gemara is the Mishnah elaborates based on Beis Hillel Shita. So Karachas HaKerem is where it's in the middle. So Ein Sham, Sheish Esrei Amah Lo Yaviv Zera L'Sham. If there isn't 16 Amos there, you can't bring Zera there. Ha Yusham Sheish Esrei Amah Nosim La Vodasav Zera Samoser. If there's 16 Amos there, so then you can leave the Avoda, meaning the four Amos next to it, and then you can plant the rest with Yerakos, with Tfuah. As we said, Mechol is between the Kerem and the Gader, the place where people dance, the place where it just encircles the Kerem. So, like Beis Hillel Shita, Lo Yavi Zera L'Sham, Hayusham Shtem Esrei Amah, if there are 12 Amos, Notzon La'Avodaso, then you could give the Avoda, leave the 4 Amos. This is Orei Asamos. Good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Ze Ela Geder HaKerem. No. Rabbi Yehuda says what we've been calling Machol HaKerem, no, that's Geder HaKerem. That's a fence next to the Kerem. Machol HaKerem is something else. I agree there's a concept of Machol HaKerem, but it's not what you said, says Rabbi Yehuda. Ezoi Machol HaKerem, Bein Shnei Krumim, between two Krumim. Not like the first case, which is Karachas HaKerem, you have one Kerem where the inside collapsed or was burned, whatever it is, but it's between two Krumim, that, and that has a smaller shear. We'll have to see later on why would that would be. Why would it be a smaller shear than Karachas HaKerem? Veza Geder. So Gemara says, and what is this going on? What is Geder? So we mentioned Geder when we mentioned the first pshat of Machol HaKerem. This also might be going back, way back when we said on Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, back in the second parak, if you remember, we said there are a number of items that are function as Harchakas, right, that separations, you can plant all the way up to it on the other side. Bor near Gafeg Derech, Geder. Bor in uncultivated land, near it was plowed, but it wasn't planted, it wasn't seeded, a pile of bricks, a road, Ule Geder Shugavo Asara Tvachim, or a fence. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says now, Ezo Geder Shugavo Asara, a fence, that separation for climb has to be 10 Tvachim high, Asara Tvachim, 10 Tvachim. How about the width? So the Mefarshim say the width doesn't have to be anything, a kol shehu. The Rasirlio says it has to be able to be stand Baruch Mitsuya. Baruch Mitsuya. Tlahaka bina mechitza shechol lamod Baruch Mitsuya. So that's the fence that is needed as a separation. So very thin. I don't know, a sheet that's held down. That's held down with pegs, so that's a geder, that's gavoh asara tvachim, and it doesn't, the width is not. Length is also a question. Some say the length has to be 4 tvachim, like we've had earlier. V'charetz, or not only a geder, but a charetz, a ditch could also function, shu omok asara v'rachav arba'a. Right, that's also, the width is 4, and it's 10 deep. So that could function as separations. Karachas HaKerem b'chulu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Karachas HaKerem, he kerem shacharav. Karachas HaKerem is the same thing that we're going to have later on, Adaf Mem Dalid, like a kerem that was became desolated and decimated. Karachas HaKerem makrichanos mem so. The only difference is Karachas HaKerem is in the middle. You have a space in the middle where the kerem is no longer. Kerem shacharav makrichanos b'chol stadav. As we'll see, difference in halacha, the kerem that just part of it is no longer, that doesn't have to be in the middle. It could be just going through one of the sides. That also would be considered kerem shacharav. Amar Rav Yosi, when did these halachas apply? That you need, by the Karachas HaKerem, you need the shiurim, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, 12, 16, Vushabami, Mata, Kerem, Gadol. That's only if it's a huge kerem, so then even after you have the clearing in the middle, there's still enough to be considered a kerem on each side. Because then you still have to separate from there for Amos, as long as it's big enough to have a kerem on each side. Right, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Adayin Nishtayer Becholtzad Kidei Shir Kerem. You have enough on each side, which is according to Beis Hillel, as we said in the introduction, Shnayim Kineged Shnayim Bechad Yosei Zanav, at least two rows and five vines. Depikia Gavna, because as long as you have this, Bala Karachas Lagabe Kerem. Because if you have this, So then, unless then it will be, if you don't leave the space, then it will be bottled within the kerem. But if now that you have this clearing, it's no longer a kerem on each side, there's only one row there, ain't a karach as a kerem, then you don't need four amos from each side, because that's not called a kerem anymore. Now it might just be called a gefen. So you wouldn't need that. These rules in the Mishnah is only talking about a big kerem, where you have the different sides, the either side, still called a kerem in halacha. V'tanina, now we learned, Eza karach as a kerem, kerem shacharab me'em sa'o. V'nishtayer bo, right, it was destroyed from within, and what's left on it, k'dei kerem, at least enough of a kerem, either, bein arba ruchos, either on all four sides, you have enough for a kerem, bein mishalosh, bein mishtayim, zu k'nega zu, even if it's only on two sides, one opposite the other. And the Gemara will explain this as well as we go into a little bit more what karachas ha-kerem is. Okay, we'll stop here.